Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Kelim Perik Yud Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Ha'oise Kelim in Ha'eshes. Someone made Kelim from basically a brand new piece of iron that was just formed. I know it was never a Kelim. Or he made Kelim Umin HaCharara. Charara is a cookie. Maybe you remember that from Masechtas Bava Kamma. Where does a cookie come in over here? We don't mean a cookie. We mean the shape of a cookie. The Eshes is the piece of iron. The ore. But you can't use it yet. They have to melt it down. Take out certain parts of it. And when they reached a certain stage in the iron-making process, they made it into the shape of a cookie. A round thing. It's not going to stay this way. Now we're going to decide what kind of iron keli you want to make. But this was the first stage. So someone's going to make a keli directly from the ashes, or even from the charara. I know it's a brand new keli. It never was a keli before. And this is very useful information. Because if it ever was a keli, even though right now it's all broken, and I'm reassembling it or reforming it into a keli, could be it's going to go back to its old tumah. We said beforehand, metal kelim that were once tummy, once you put them back together, it goes back to its tumah. So you always have to worry about that. Unless I know for sure this was never a keli, because I'm using the raw materials. So again, the eshes, which is the ore, where the iron comes from to start with, even after it's shaped into a cookie, I know it wasn't a keli yet. Again, cookie meaning the shape of a cookie. Umin asoiviv shel galgal. Soiviv means around. Galgal is a wheel. They used to put metal rings around the wooden wheel. That would protect the wheel a little bit. Now, this metal rim is not going to become tummy. Why? Remember what we learned in the previous Mishnah. It's not made as a keli itself. It's made to serve another keli. It's made to serve the wheel. Maybe this metal in this wheel was once a pot, a chong pot. Zakta Chazainish simply didn't work that way. When they made these rims for the wheels, they made them out of new iron. I mean, a tassin, if you make a keli from like a sheet of metal. But Tanura points out the pasuk in Parshas Pekudei, Kapitol Lamed Tes, Pasuk Gimel. Vayiraku es pachi hazav. They hammered out thin sheets of gold. If you take a look in the Targum, it says that adidu yas tase dehava. So tase means a thin sheet. Could be a thin sheet of gold, could be a thin sheet of a different metal. Menat zepuyin. Zepuyin means coverings. Let's say you take a piece of wood, a flat piece of wood. It's not tame. And you cover it with metal. Cover it with silver, cover it with gold. It's a gold-plated or a silver-plated piece of wood. It's tar, because the covering is a tuffle to the ikker. So if you're going to take this metal and peel it off the wood and turn it into a keli, it's going to be tar. We're not choishish that it was tummy from before. Vaitrusak the Mishnah mikane kelim. Kane kelim means the base of a keli. A base of a keli is not makabel tumah. It doesn't have a use on its own. Kane means a base, like it says, a sakir, veskanoi. The targum on veskanoi, by the kir in the base of Migdash, is v'yas besise. Vaitra says the Mishnah ume agne kelim. That's a special ring that surrounds the keli on top, by the mouth of the keli. It's not part of the keli, it's a separate ring they would put on top, and therefore it's not a keli on its own. Me azne kelim, a handle that's made out of metal, it also has no tumah. If it was only a handle, it's not a keli on its own. So here the Mefarshim do have a shaila, because lemaisa, let's say it was a handle to a wooden keli, and the keli becomes tame, it also becomes tame. So the Rosh says, even if it was tame from before, it's only a tumah midrabanan. So certain things Chazal weren't geyser. They were only geyser on things that were mamish part of a keli, not just a help to a keli, like a handle. Vaitra zakta Mishnah min ha-shecholes u-min ha-grudas. Shecholes means after you make a keli, there's some metal that's left over. So it's like scraps of metal that fell off. You took it off the keli as it was being made. The Gemara Masechtas Brachos uses this as a mashal for something. It's like kemishchal benisa mechelva, like mamish scooping something that's floating on top of the milk. On the pasukim in Amayim Mishasiu, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was called Moshe. The Targum says, "Arei min maya shechalse," says the Batnur. So minashcholis means, you know, like removing something. Remove the scraps of metal. This is metal that you mamish like scraped or filed off as the keli was being made. Here the Batnura points out a pasuk in Iyuv, Kapitel Beis, pasuk Ches, l'hisgared boy. In all these cases, tahirin. The new kelim you make from any of these things are tar. I'm not worried that this was once part of a keli that was tame. These things don't become tame. They're what's called goyelme klei matchis, just raw metal. Raw metal is not makabel tuma. They weren't kelim yet. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, af mina kitzutzais. Even if you're going to make a new keli from kitzutzais, kitzutzais explains about tenura would be if you cut a keli into pieces. The kelim that are made from those pieces don't return to their old tuma. Doesn't Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri hold that Chazal made this gzeira? If you take apart a clay matris and you put it back together, it goes back to its tumma? So the Taisus Yamtev explains, Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds, you know what the reason for that gzeira was? We already had two different reasons for the gzeira. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri has a third one. True, if you would make a hole big enough, the keli is no longer a keli, it's tahar, and even if you fixed it afterwards, it would be a tahar de keli. I'm just scared he won't make a hole that's big enough. And therefore, it never really lost its status of a keli. But if he's cutting it to pieces, it's not a problem. So this is really the third possible reason why Chazal were geizer a tumah on a broken metal keli that was put back together. The first one was we shouldn't confuse it with tefillah. And we're going to think just like this is good without hair of shemesh. When you tovel it, it's also good without hair of shemesh. We had Reb Shimon ben Gamliel's reason. He was scared pashut any time someone needs to be metayer a metal keli, he'll just make a hole in it and then fix the hole. So we'll forget the whole inyan of para aduma with a keli. And now we have a third reason. The concern is, Rav Yechon ben Nuri is concerned that maybe he won't make a big enough hole. Vaitre sakta mishnah. Here's where you do have to worry. If you're going to make a keli out of these things, maybe it was once tummy. Mishivri kelim. Pieces of broken metal kelim. Min hagirutim. These are kelim. I didn't break it, but Pashut was so old it just fell apart. Pieces started breaking off from it. Started like warping. So these are smaller pieces than the shivri kelim. Or min hamasmerais, from nails. Sheyidua shenasim mekelim. I know that these nails were made out of kelim. Some of the nails are not makabel tuma. They don't have an independent use. But if I know these nails were made out of broken kelim, the new keli I make is tameh. I don't know for sure that it's tameh, but I'm worried maybe it came from a keli that was tameh. Now the tuma comes back. Now the Mishnah tells us as follows. Min hamasmerais stam from nails. I don't know if they were made from kelim, or maybe these nails were made straight out of the ore. In other words, as soon as I had the iron, I already made it into a nail. It was never part of a keli. Beishame metame. The Beishame say, well, I'm going to be geyser these because of the ones you know for sure came from kelim. Ubasil metame. And the Basil say, no, we're not going to make that zera. If you don't know where it came from, it could be their brand new, hot off the press nails that came from the iron. We don't have to be chashish. So chazing over our Mishnah. Someone takes like the iron as it comes out and you make a keli out of it. Or even after they started to process the iron, they shaped it in the shape of a cookie. You don't have to worry that it was once a keli because you're making it out of something that was never a keli. Mishnah gave us a list of a bunch of things that if you make a keli out of it, you do not have to worry that it was once part of a keli that was tameh. The rim that goes around the wheel, sheet metal, we spoke about the plates, in other words, this metal plated samazai, a piece of wood, that wasn't a keli. The metal was part of the buses of a keli, what the keli stands on, from the ring at the top of the keli, or from the handles, parts of the metal that fall off. As you're making a metal keli, in all these cases, you need not be concerned that it was once a keli or that it has some old tumma before it was just a regular piece. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri says, same as true if you just plain take cut pieces of kelim. Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri holds, if you have a metal keli and you make a hole in it, even though the hole technically should be big enough to say it's no longer a keli, Chazal were geyser. Because we're scared, what if somebody else won't make a big enough hole? But same as if you cut it into pieces, there's no reason to be chayshish for an old tumah. When do I have to be concerned? If you make a keli out of broken pieces of kelim, either it broke or its tam fell off, or from nails that I know came from kelim, then the din is taka tumah. Maybe it came from kelim that were tumah, and now it becomes a new keli, but the tumah is going to return. That's the Gzeira Midrabanan. And the Mishnah concluded by saying, Stam is for nails, which I don't know if it came from a keli or these are brand new nails, like hot off the press, straight from the iron. The Mishnah may say, it's tummy anyway, because they're geyser. You shouldn't confuse this when you know for a fact the nails did come from a keli. The Bishilel do not have that Gzeira.